Wanted to just briefly touch on the facilities funds, because that folks are aware that they do fund our construction and our facility modification and maintenance programs, but they have been relied upon to fund operational costs. There have been clear, hard decisions that have had to be made by the council in terms of reducing its plan to build facilities, maintain facilities, and that's, you know, making it difficult to manage and aging facilities. That's one reason why the state took them over, was to what? To make sure that they're operating safely, appropriately, and properly. So we have three funds: the Court Facilities Trust Fund. That's where we get our county facility payments. Basically, that's for the amounts that we collect from the counties. We turn around and put those back into the facilities that were transferred to the state. State Court Facilities Construction Fund was the first of the two major bills passed that created a construction programs. We have been tapping into that fund, and it, as you can see, it's to rehabilitate, renovate, replace. Next is the immediate and critical needs account, which is a sub-account of the one I just mentioned. And what I'll say here is that fund, the law was changed last year by the Department of Finance to actually allow the ICNA to be used, as we call it, the ICNA, to actually now fund operations. And there's a $50 million transfer that the Department of Finance proposed and has been in the budget now for 2 years that pulls money out of that fund and goes to offset cuts to the trial courts. So they've now taken what was established initially as a construction program fund and converted it and allowed it to be used for operational costs. And so that's sort of a major policy change. And you know, there are folks there that think that, you know, if we can't afford to build, we should be supporting operations. But there are, you know, obviously aging courts that really need a lot of attention. And every time we dip into this fund, it does make it more difficult for us to manage those programs.